BBC News, I'm John Shea. A court in Germany has sentenced a mother and her boyfriend to 12 years in jail for sexually abusing her young son and selling him for sex to other paedophiles via the internet. The German couple, identified in court as Berin T and Christian L, were arrested last year along with six other men following a tip-off. Here's our Europe regional editor, Danny Eberhard.
The case has shocked Germany. The details of the abuse that emerged in court in Freiburg were horrific. The boy, who's now 10, was raped over a period of 2 years, with videos of the abuse then traded on the dark web. In some, he was forced to wear masks and was tied up. The couple, a 48-year-old woman and her younger partner, had admitted their crimes. But the case has also raised troubling questions about failures by the authorities to protect the boy, given that his mother's boyfriend was a convicted paedophile. Five of the other abusers have also received jail sentences in recent months.
A woman has been pulled alive from a collapsed building on the Indonesian island of Lombok 2 days after a powerful earthquake left nearly 100 people dead. Catherine Davis has the details.
Cries for help were heard coming from the mangled concrete. Neighbours alerted rescue workers, who at first used their hands to clear the debris, then chisels, hammers and machines. It took many hours to pull the woman out, one volunteer said. Elsewhere on Lombok, emergency teams are digging through the rubble of a mosque, where it's feared many people were trapped after Sunday's quake, the second to hit the island in a week. Thousands of people are believed to have been left homeless, and medical staff are struggling to cope with the injured in damaged hospitals.
North Korea has released a South Korean man who was detained after crossing the border illegally late last month. He was returned through the village of Panmunjom in the demilitarised zone between the two countries. From the South Korean capital, Seoul, here's our correspondent Laura Bicker.
The 34-year-old man, whose surname is Seo, was held after he illegally entered North Korea in late July. South Korean officials have been pressing for the return of six other South Koreans believed to have been held for years in North Korea. The Unification Ministry said they believed Seo's release is a positive humanitarian sign. He's still being interviewed to find out how and why he crossed the border. In May, North Korea released three American prisoners in a gesture seen as clearing the way for June summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and US President Donald Trump.
World News from the BBC.